Welcome to the NTV 360 podcast. My name is Quinn Givens. I'm the Director of Client Services and Training. And today we have a special guest, Mark Mooma.
Glad to be here.
We're so happy to have you, Mark. So your background, you know, you are coming from a very high level sales role previously, door knocking, residential, day to day, running sales teams, mostly for solar out in the field, right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your background.
I've lived in Dallas, I've lived in Houston, Austin, even down in the Valley, McAllen area. And we would take our team, we would work for 6 months. We would work 6 days a week for about 10 hours, and we would go sell solar panels. We would also do a smart home. That was for about 7 years. And then I came back to Colorado, did solar for another year, and that's when I found NTV 360. So it was a great learning experience for me. There's a lot more that I've done in the past, but that truly, truly built my sales skills. I was able to learn from the best at that company, and it really has given me a lot for what I'm doing now.
You're doing a fantastic job in Denver. I believe that we have a video that's going to play right now that it is following you around.
Yeah, Quinn, it was really cool to have the team actually follow me around for the entire week to see what I go through, what kind of my days look like, what my networking is, all of that kind of stuff. And it was really cool to kind of share that with everyone and kind of what a normal franchisee owner would go through as well. So I'm really excited to see it. Let's see it.
Hey. I'm Mark Mooma, but a lot of people know me as Mark the Marketer, and I run the Denver Network at NTV 360. I want to show you the systems I've built to create a professional, rewarding network that's centered on real community connections. In my week, I make it a point to attend a key part of my strategy, the referral meetings. It's a powerful and reputable way I consistently generate new leads and new business. I get to connect with other local professionals, and during my 10-minute spotlight, I present our solutions on how we can help almost any business out there. You'll rarely find me just sitting at my desk. A big part of what fills my week is a mix of strategic client calls, one-on-one meetings, sales presentations, and a bit of admin to keep everything moving. The beauty of this model is the flexibility. It's a mobile business I run with a solid framework. I'm always out in the community, meeting local business owners and seeing where I can add value. This isn't just work, it's getting to know the people you serve. These connections are the real engine for growth and fulfillment in my role. Whether it's attending networking events or collaborating with business owners, I truly believe in the power of showing up and getting involved. And the freedom I've built allows me to pursue my passions. This business gives me the time to dedicate to my personal projects like Sponsor My Summit, a hike where I raised funds for ALS. I love that my work can directly support the causes I care about. At the end of the week, I look back not just at my sales numbers, but at the relationships I've helped build and the people I've served. That's what makes this business truly special. It's a professional life that's about more than business. It's about building a legacy, one connection at a time.
Mark the Marketer! I love it!
That was good. I'm so glad the team paid me about $10,000 for
that. That is fantastic. So, I mean, ultimately, for you, those of you meeting you for the first time, what is your main responsibilities here in Denver?
Yeah, my main responsibilities is the test market, right? Mm-hmm. How does this actually work in every other territory? So my job is truly to build something that everyone can kind of copy and kind of make their own. But the true thing that really kind of gives me the most passion, gives me kind of the most energy, is testing out different strategies. We are only as good as our product is. So if we can make it 1% better every single day, it's not only going to help out Denver, it's going to help out New York, it's going to help out Jacksonville, it's going to help out all these other areas. So truly our team's passion is how can we not only be more profitable for ourselves, which is going to obviously help out our franchisee owners, but then the same thing for how can we help out our customers? How can we help out our clients to make bigger and better campaigns for them that are going to get them to have a business for 20 plus years?
So yeah. There's no recreating the wheel. You were essentially the model.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you have an extensive sales background. So mm-hmm. what attracted you to NTB 360 in the first place?
First part of it, NTB 360 has the best product, has the best indoor digital billboards, and what that truly can add the value to those clients that want to partake in that, but then also digital marketing. So when I was looking at it, especially just kind of with everything, the product matters to me so much. The next thing that I would say would be the revenue, right? It's phenomenal to have monthly revenue coming in and how you can kind of build on top of that and really be able to not only help out your clients, but then able to help out yourself, where I can have a phenomenal life where I'm able to go to these fun kind of happy hours and networking events and go on vacations because I have that revenue built up with it. So it was a mix of that, mix of the product, and then really at the end of the day was the people. The NTB 360's culture at the end of the day shines through everything. So I don't want to work with people that I don't like, and I'm really happy to say that that's not here. So those are the kind of couple things that I look for. But at the end of the day, it's the product, right? What are we selling? What am I selling? How can I really trust that in my client's hands and be able to believe in what we're able to execute? That's what I care about the most.
Curious as well, what has been the difference in the past of your relationships with even clients compared to this business? You come from the world of outside sales, so you've done a lot in that area. But how did you work with clients before, and how have you now seen a difference working in this
business? Doing solar, right, it is a one-time sale. I meet you on your doorstep. I say, hey, Quinn, I'd love to come inside. I go inside. And then an hour later, we're talking about and discussing a $30,000, $50,000 system. We sign the agreement, and then I never see them again for the most part. I have met some really cool people all throughout Texas. The hard part is those relationships stop there. So the nice part about this is I'm really able to know people a lot better and really what they're going through, their struggles, and just their happy moments, all of that. And it's given me more energy to really care and help them out. Right? We're building out these amazing, amazing relationships that I don't know where it's going to take us in the future, but it is so cool to be able to help out someone that is starting from kind of square one, square zero, and able to really help out their business.
I'm curious as well. I mean, you've done such a fantastic job at just building relationships, building revenue for the company. I mean, ultimately also growing our venue partners that we have. What were some of those initial challenges that you faced while really starting this demo network?
So like I said, I didn't know what I didn't know. So I came from solar, came from smart home, came from that industry. I didn't know marketing. I thought I knew marketing. I really didn't know marketing. So first coming in, it was, oh my God, what is a Google Business Profile? What is a indoor digital billboard? How do I even remotely pitch this to someone, right? And so the initial challenge was, what do I focus on? What actually helps out people instead of just what makes me the most money, right? I've always been what is going to be the most beneficial for my clients rather than what's going to help me out the most. So the initial stages were really, okay, how can I truly help out this restaurant, this gym, or whatever it is? And truly, 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 the team at NTB 360 really helped me get there. So even though I have 7 years of sales experience plus more than that, I didn't want to basically put my clients in a bad kind of bad marketing, bad campaign and just say, hey, you know what? Let's do this social media advertising, even though they never would have needed a social media advertising campaign. So what I did is I used the team. I used Sean. I used Mark. I used the other kind of development marketing leaders in that space to help me out, to help me find out exactly how marketing can help a specific gym, a specific nonprofit, right? All of that. And from those appointments, from learning from them, it was able to help increase my knowledge on exactly what marketing should be and how that can actually help.
What do you find is some of the biggest challenges in running a territory or just the day-to-days in this business?
So yeah, one of the biggest challenges as well is I need to be consistent. I need to be consistent with my prospecting. I need to be consistent with my follow-up, right? There's a lot of people that need our help. And if I'm not doing my job and if I'm not following up on those conversations, if I'm not talking to around 20 people every single day, they're not going to get the help that I truly think that we can provide. So for me, it's okay, I have these numbers in place, I have these goals in mind, how do I go out and talk to all of these people? It's a mix of going in cold calling, right? That's what our team loves to do. We'll go in business to business. I love doing that. Love seeing people in their true kind of atmosphere and kind of their habitat, right? Then it's going to BNI, it's going to networking events, but truly just being top of mind in the community, that is the one of our biggest challenges. But it's because we're talking to 20 people a day, that's how we're able to stay top of mind with our community.
So it's numbers. That's how you get 12 sales a month, is talking to a certain amount of people every single day.
I'd say it's a lot of people think, oh, I have to have the perfect pitch. I have to have the perfect presentation. I have to have the perfect knowledge of everything it is. Truly, 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 there's no magic bullet in sales. At the end of the day, it's my job just to have a conversation with people, find out what is going wrong, what's not working at the best that they should be working at, right? All of those kind of things. Having those really conversations, that's really what it is. I'm just here to help out, right? For kind of my mindset when I go out in the field or when I'm talking to people or kind of all of that is I'm only looking for 2 friends a day. I don't need to be friends with everyone. I don't need to sell everyone. Whoever is willing to work with me, I'm willing to work with them. I'd love to work with them, right? At the end of the day, my energy is so, so valuable. And if I'm spending that with people that don't really understand what value NTB 360 can bring to them, I don't really want to work with them.
I can make 2 friends a day very,
exactly.
very easily. What do you believe is unique about the Denver landscape?
What's really nice about here is the people, it's the culture, it's the people that want to help support local. And I think what's really cool about just the entire country is it's kind of shifting into that, right? How do these small business owners, medium-sized business owners really compete with the Walmarts, the Targets, right, the Starbuckses of the world? I think that's what's cool about at least Denver, from what I've seen, is the community is really trying to help support local and really help support kind of those mom and pop shops that don't have $20,000, $50,000 to spend advertising every single month. And that's where we truly shine, and that's how we truly can know, okay, this is the best thing for your plan right now for marketing. It's by helping out locals.
You've been doing this for a while now, Mark. What's one thing that you wish that you knew from day one?
Truly from day one, I mean, I'm used to going into a house, meeting them for the first time and selling them within 30 minutes to 2 hours, right? And that is just not how marketing is, nor should it be, right? It is very more relationship-based. And so for me, it was, I had to learn a whole new skill set of really how to make a friend, really how to kind of build that relationship with someone to really kind of show that, hey, you can trust me. Hey, you can trust NTB 360. The big goal for me and everyone that's working with us right now is we don't want to just be your marketing company for a couple months. We want to be your marketing company for the next 15, 20 plus years and really help you grow to that.
What are some of your tips in just creating a relationship, a genuine relationship with some of the people you're working with? Because it's easy for people to leave an organization, but leaving another person and the relationship that you have, family, friends, whatever it may be, that's much harder than just leaving a marketing company.
Truly, at the end of the day, it's to listen. Right? What are you going through? What really finding out just more in depth about their actual business, listen what they're going through, listen to those struggles, and then be that kind of helping hand for them for their business. And then that goes so much farther from just business as well, of just, okay, what are you going through in your personal life and finding out those and truly creating friends. And at the end of the day, right, we want to be there for people. We want to be that marketing company, but we want to also have a relationship with them. It's more of a partnership, especially with our venue partners. Our venue partners, it's not salesy at all, right? We want to work with them. They want to work with us. What I care about the most with our venue partners is how can I get you to be bigger and better, right? I really want to see you thrive in this community. That's what I care about, and that's what my team cares about.
What I love about this business so much is it's a very holistic approach to marketing. We can help them with almost anything from their website to their online marketing, branding. I mean, just the foundation of their marketing. I mean, anything that they need, we can help them with. I'm curious as well, from everything that you've done, from building the relationship, I mean, really consulting with them, What are some of the questions that you ask during your sales process in order to really build that relationship and get to know them better?
So I ask a ton of questions, but I want to be the expert, right? If I know a sliver of your business, am I truly going to be the expert that can help out what you're currently going through? So I don't want to put anyone in a box. I've worked with a ton of roofing companies. Just because I'm meeting you right now, I don't want to put you into that and say, oh, you need exactly what I was just able to help out these other roofing companies. So for me, it is very, very important not only to know exactly what they're good at, what they're bad at, what they've done for marketing, what's worked with them in the past for marketing, what hasn't worked for them in the past, their team structure, all of that. I want to find out everything because that gives me all the knowledge of, okay, what kind of campaign should we do? What's going to give you the most ROI? What's truly going to help out your business? And I think that's what a lot of other companies don't do, is they don't take that time. They don't have that care to really understand what that business is going through. So for me, how I kind of do it is I first go over, what are you currently doing for marketing? I want to find out everything. Even though we're a digital marketing company, does that mean that I don't need to know about your flyers or about your magazines that you're doing? No, I want to know everything, because if there's something that I can tell you not to do or tell you, hey, you know what, you should try this different strategy, or hey, I have this partner that will be able to help you get in front of all these other people with this other magazine, I want to be able to share that, right? I'm truly, truly, truly able to help out them. So first off, it's that marketing phase. Everything, I want to find out that. The next phase that I go through is, who's your demographic? Does it make sense what you're doing for marketing right now based on who your avatar is? If you're really trying to reach this different community, why are you doing this kind of product, right? So I want to find out that demographic, from who their average customer is, who their avatar is, what that type of person is, but then also, okay, what are your services? What's your highest margin? Does it make sense for us to do a catering campaign because that's your highest ROI, or sell these little chocolates that get you $2 profit, right? I want to be able to find out where that money is coming from, how I can really make an impact at the end of the day. And then a big thing that I kind of finish off with that is, I really like to understand people's goals. People are in that business over and over, right? Day in, day out, day in, day out. They forget the kind of the emotion, the energy, the appeal of why they truly started out, right? Kind of that why, in that sense.
Makes them tick.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Makes them tick, makes them wake up in the morning. So what I want to do is, I want to find out that why. I want to find out their vision and how we can get there together. And it's going to be based off of how I can help them. So if it's, hey, I want to have 3 more crews, I want to be able to sell my business, that deeply affects my campaign strategy of what we're going to be able to provide based on what they tell me. So those are the kind of 3 kind of phases that I go through with someone. But it's all, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to help. If I can't help them, I let them know and I point them into a direction of where they should go. I don't need to make an extra buck. I don't need to make it $10 off just to have a bad kind of client experience, right? I'm truly here to help out their campaign.
Mm-hmm. One thing that everyone who works with you has noticed about you is that you have that pay it forward growth mindset. It is a mindset in everything that you do. How has that evolved over time?
Yeah. My personal kind of mindset is, I'm on a never ending journey to become my best self, right? And I really hold that to myself. And how that is I can always become a better leader. I can always become a better manager, a better just overall salesperson for that business, right? And so many other different aspects of life I can be better in. I think a big thing with it too is kind of giving back. I want to stay top of mind in the community, but then I also want to use my platform, use kind of what we can do with all of our screens in the area, right, to be able to help out different charities. So I've been extremely blessed with this company to be able to do a couple of really cool things. We actually did a blood drive here with our community. We're able to help out, I believe, 150 people save their lives, which is really cool, from all the people that donated. We did a huge Make-A-Wish banquet where we raised over $7,500, paid for someone's wish for that. And then recently, as you guys saw in the video, I did something that was really endeared to my heart, which was the ALS, where my grandma passed away from it. ALS is a nasty, nasty disease, nasty illness, where I was able to raise more awareness about it on those 14ers. And that was a lot of fun. But just kind of giving back in the community and really leaning in with that, because it's no matter what, it's going to be given back to me, right? And so how can we truly be the ones that give first and kind of that, yeah.
It's amazing. And I read this book a long time ago called The Go-Giver. I read it almost every single year. The past couple of years that I've read that book, I immediately think of you because you are constantly giving back to the community, to your clients, to the people around you, and not necessarily expecting anything in return. You don't go into a situation of saying, what can I get from this? Mm-hmm. You say, what can I give? And how can I help this person in front of me? And that's ultimately leading to, I think, a lot of sales being closed every single month.
And I can only go so far, right? I'm the salesperson. I'm the first person that they kind of talk to, right? It's so easy with NTP 360 because that trust doesn't just stop with me. It goes and flows throughout the rest of the company. So if they have a call with Google Business Profile and they talk to our lead expert with that, they trust that person, right? They trust the person that's working on their pay-per-click campaign. They trust the person that's working on their social media campaign. But I think that's so cool just to have an overall company where you know every single person is dedicated to that overall business's success, not just for us to make a couple more dollars a month.
What are you excited for these next chapters and next phase for the Denver network?
I want to dominate the industry. I want to be everywhere. I want to have over 1,000 locations in the Denver area. And with that, I want to be able to be that expert for those businesses and truly to rely on us for those, for any campaign that they might need.
For people who are looking to purchase a business with NTP 360 or looking to get into this market, this business, what would you say to them?
NTP 360 is the franchise because of all the support. Truly, I mean, I know other podcasts say it and everything, but you really don't know the level of support that this company can offer until you're really in it. What we are really, really great at is the helping out someone with every part of their business, because I truly don't do as much as probably what people expect. The really nice thing is I have a dedicated team that's working on all of my campaigns for me. I have a dedicated team to help me out with my proposals, help out with anything that I need. I have a just dedicated team overall that is helping me run my business, own my business, and make sure it's profitable at the end of the day.
Mark, you've accomplished a lot in Denver. You have built it, I mean, to an incredible amount. You have a lot of activity every single day, every week. I mean, we have seen you as being truly the model. What excites you the most about the next phase or next chapter with the Denver network?
We want to be the number one media company here in Denver. And how we do that is by having our product speak louder than words, having it be the absolute best, and be truly there for our clients. And I truly am excited for this next phase because we're really getting to that. We're almost perfectly there, I would say. So the great thing that I'm looking forward to is just really being able to be the number one marketing company.
Mark, you obviously have a vast background in sales. You've done a lot out there, even in just outside sales in general, door to door, you name it. You've probably done it. What about people who haven't had any sales experience and they're debating getting into this business because they don't have as much experience in marketing and sales?
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
I've been able to manage a lot of people like that. I've been able to help them grow into that kind of salesman role where they come from having no knowledge of what an actual sale is, right? And I think sales gets a bad rap of kind of your, hey, you're a car salesman and everything like that, right? So I actually really love those types of people because at the end of the day, what is sales? Sales is a transfer of energy, but at the end of the day, I'm selling myself, right? It's me. You're buying into me. At the end of the day, if people like you, they're going to want to work with you. So for the franchisee owners that are going to be in this opportunity that don't have those skills, I applaud them because at the end of the day, all you have to do is go make some friends, right? Go make that connection. Be yourself. You don't need to be this awesome sales rep or anything like that. It's be a friendly guy, be a friendly girl, and that will go a long way.
Make relationships
yes.
is what I'm getting from this entire conversation. It's just build a genuine relationship.
Yeah. If you're in the Denver network or nearby, I would love to have a conversation with you. I would love to try to see if we can help you out with any marketing needs that you might have. You can reach us below.
And if you're looking in a franchise, you can contact us in the link below.